Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
Remember who you're talking to. Like, hello.
Chat with Women.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
Don't listen to people who tell you it's never been done before. If I had looked at the SWAT team, it was an all-male team, and thought, you know what, if I had done that, I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences.
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
You're living in that virtual world too much.
That's right. It's a very
virtual
world.
Come on out with us and play.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our snowy edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet with streaming audio, which John has got everybody listening in Wisconsin, huh?
Yeah,
she's here texting away and getting all kinds of stuff.
Isn't technology amazing?
Yeah, no, we can hear you on
Zoom. So I know that I have a classmate from high school listening.
Cool.
And then I have some relatives listening, so that's great.
Hey, hi, John's family and high school friend. Woohoo! We're so glad that you joined us. And hopefully now that you know how to tune in, you'll tune in every Sunday morning.
It's so fun to listen to your show.
Now, so what's the time back there?
Are they two hours ahead?
2 hours ahead?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know, I'm here every week. So, well, except the third Sunday, I'll be at Temple with Jana next. But anyway, tune in. So, isn't that cool? So you can pick up that stream by going to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and the links that you need to pick up the stream. All right. Now, you can be in touch with us here on the air. We've got open phone lines, and phone calls take priority for the rest of the show. And, Sabra, we're going to get to you just as quickly as I can get through this information here. And local number, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. Email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, if you need to get a hold of me or Animal World outside of when we're on the air here on Sunday morning, you can go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. There is a Contact Martha link there, and we'll send an email to my home office computer, or you can address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. You can contact me via phone. As an animal behavior therapist and trainer, I do work over the phone. I also work in person with you in your home with your animal friends to help you understand what's going on, solve problems. And I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So if something's going on, it's always worth calling me. If I'm not the one to help you, I probably know who is. And a lot of times I can help you for free in just a few minutes on the phone. Number is 360-217-7258. And if you need to mail something via the U.S. Postal Service to me or Animal World, the mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, and that's Monroe, Washington, 98272. Also keep in mind that I write a regular column, Our Animal Friends, for the New Spirit Journal, which you can pick up for free all over the Pacific Northwest here, or you can get it online for free at www.newspiritjournal.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now there's a zipnorthwest.com as well.
Well, you want to check out Zip Northwest. I've got a column in there, and so do you.
Yes.
Yeah. Zipnorthwest.com. That's a new one.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So, if you want to get a hold of Jana, you can check her out at www.rosewood, just like it sounds, rosewoodwisdom.com, rosewoodwisdom.com. You can call her, but not now. She's on the radio.
You can call her on this phone, on the radio.
Yeah, you can call on the radio right now, but jot this one down to call her after the radio show if you would like to work privately with Jana. 425-373-3934. 425-373-3934. We're going to go to the phones, and then when we get done with this call, before we take another one, we will talk about next Friday night and Saturday at East West Bookshop and what's going on there, in case y'all are listening. But right now, we're going to Seattle, and I love this. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Sabra, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jana Rosewood.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Well, I don't know if that's what your words, Sabra, or if that's what Kathy, but that's what Kathy typed in for us.
No, those are my words.
Those are your words.
I can't hear very well.
You'll need to speak up a little bit, Sabra.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
that's better.
Okay. Hello, girls. Thank you for taking my call. I would love to have a clearing so that love can come into my life.
Okay.
First of all, is it that simple?
Yeah.
Can you wave your magic wand and puff? Sabra will then start looking in all the right places and love will come along.
That's the question I was going to ask. Will love come into your life if we do the clearing? I mean, so we're asking.
It's a start, isn't it?
It's a start. So what have you done? And so you're just calling in for a clearing and that's all that you want to do?
Well, I suspect a clearing may involve more than just doing an energetic clearing. That may be part of the process. But so where are you in your life, Sabra?
Well, I've been single for many, many years. And
that's a good start.
Yeah.
And you aren't on the rebound.
No, seriously, is that really a good thing?
Yes, it is. Meaning, it can be twofold, because maybe you stay out because you're afraid and you're a control freak and you're not going to do anything about it. Now, if you're in that time, if you're working on if you want a relationship, if you're, there's so many people that say, mm-hmm. one gal said to me, she said, well, you know, I'm not really not looking for a relationship. So she wanted to close the door. But really, the important thing is to do the processes. If you're intending to have a relationship, my mm-hmm. husband actually took 4 years to get wow. to do clearing and to get clear. He took two years with his list. His was ongoing.
Oh, it took him 2 years to write his list?
That's correct.
Ah.
It took me 9 months.
Okay, took you 9 months to write your list.
And it's an ongoing
process. Okay.
Yeah, still.
And it took him 4 years before he was, and then, but look at the payoff.
Yes.
The two of you, 20 years together.
Yes.
And I know, just on a sideline, Sabra, I know how special a relationship she has, because just in the relatively short period of time I've known Jana, you know, just after the last few years, things have come up in conversation, and things will have gone down, and she said, and Ken did this, or Ken said that, or it's like, whoa, what a great man she has. He's like totally supportive of her and all of that. It's like, it's really a great thing. So taking the time to do the homework is a good thing.
It is. And he did his homework and I did mine. So you just wanted to clearing and then you're on your way.
Sabra.
Yes. Yeah.
So have you done any work in terms of attracting the, you know, the right committed partnership for you?
I need to get a hold of Jana's book so that I can start.
Well, you can use the book. It's actually available at East West Bookshop if you wanted to buy it there right now today.
Cool.
Wow.
Are you in? You're in Seattle. You can just jump down. Right.
Well, East then West. That brings me to a question, because Sabre said I want a clearing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, is that the place to start with a clearing, or is it better to do other work first? Or do you do a clearing in combination with other stuff, or there are no rules?
There are no rules, Martha. We can do a clearing with her, but the clearing will only take place on the level that she's ready. And so that if she goes deeper with her work, then the clearings can go deeper than that.
Ah.
So it'll be a surface clearing.
Okay.
And yes, it's a combination of things. And one of the things that I would like to say is when I do clearings, then a lot of times people that are unavailable come back into the scene because we're on that level still of the unavailable.
Oh.
And I did talk about it in the book.
Yeah.
About how I was warned, you know, okay, so you're going to start writing your affirmations, you're going to get clear, but whatever vibration level you're at. And when I say vibration, I mean whatever's we held in mind. I think we talked last week about, or we had a conversation about a client of mine that that person was still angry. And
right.
and then what came into that person's life was an angry person. And so what we are, or whatever vibration or whatever thoughts we're holding or however we're at in relationship with ourselves and others, that's what we're going to be pulling in with us. So you know, we can do a clearing. But I will say that often unavailable people will come knocking at your door, even people you haven't heard from for years.
I'm forewarned.
And so I guess we can just go forward and just do a clearing for her.
Okay.
And let me take, is it okay? Well, of course, I'm going to take a look at your body first, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
I assume you're giving Jana permission to.
Because I don't sit here and look at your field the whole time. I just, I have to shift languages
right. And
actually look and get your permission, because I don't want to invade and say, oh, look, I can look at, I can see. It's not that way.
Sure.
And
that brings up an interesting point, you know, because a lot of people that have developed psychic abilities often will look mm-hmm. and tune in.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to know that isn't okay.
No.
If you don't have permission.
No.
Stay the heck out of Dodge.
Yeah.
You know?
And who wants to look? I mean, who wants to look
in
someone's garbage can or their laundry basket or whatever? I don't need to go there. It's too much to handle.
If you think about it in reverse, and of course, what you put out, you get back, you know, and all these metaphysical laws, if you don't want people looking at your stuff, don't look at theirs.
Right.
You know, and if you have permission, that's different. But so Sabra, you gave your permission, right?
I do.
Yeah, she did pick up the phone and call us.
So. Oh, okay. John
is tuning in, Sabra.
She's got a lot. I'm just going to put it out there. You have a lot of cording in the second chakra that's not from previous relationships. That's just not serving you. So let's ask Archangel Michael to come in and clear those cords on her physical form. I also ask that Archangel Metatron come in and clear her chakra system at the level that she's willing and ready to clear. Yes, yes. And okay, so I'm just holding a vibration of certain colors that will assist you in clearing this field. And so it is. And we don't need to keep on belaboring the clearing. It's just because you asked, it is clearing and it will continue to clear.
Super. Wonderful.
And so it is.
Thank you.
Now, if you were to go deeper with Sabra and say actually work with her on a one-on-one, or she comes to your talk or your workshop, I'm assuming that maybe you're probably seeing the most obvious.
Right.
And what needs to be cleared first. But there may be, as you said, going deeper, there may be other stuff that needs to be worked with.
Well, and she can retie what we just did if she's unconscious about it.
So we
can clear it, but it's like you can repattern. The thing of it is that even Paramahansa Yogananda talks about it, is that we literally lay down pathways in the brain. And when those pathways are laid down, certain thoughts, certain feelings, we're emitting chemicals that we're so used to that we keep doing that over and over and over again. So she might run the same pathway and then retie everything.
Could connect everything all up again.
Oh, Lord.
So it's not something to be scared of. It's just what we're looking at is becoming conscious of what we're creating. We cannot not create. We're creating all the time. But are we willing to step back and look and create consciously?
Yeah, it's something that I learned years ago, and it's why a lot of, you know, healers are in business. Because you go in and they clear you and they heal you, and then you walk out the door because you haven't changed your belief systems or your behavior or what you do. Right. You walk right out the door and create it all over again, and then you're back the next week for another clearing and healing.
And you asked about if she can go deeper. Well, definitely, we all can. We're human.
All right, Sabra. So she untied you for the moment here. Have you got any other questions or want to do anything else while we have you on the line, Rajana?
Yes, we are looking for a family dog.
Ah.
And I would just love your prayers and to find the right one for our family.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I want to just step in here for a second. You're looking for a family dog, and so it's another relationship you're having an intention to attract. And so you can work with this relationship thing, these relationship aspects that I talk about in attracting right dog, because this is like a child that you're wanting to bring into your home. And so the more you get clear about what you intend to attract in a dog, the better your relationship will be with this dog. Because how you do anything is how you do everything. And so if you're having certain issues with attracting love in all the wrong places, you might attract love in the wrong animal as well.
Yeah. And Sabra, I would say, you know, this is what I do for a living. And you can work with me on a private basis to help you find, you know, the right dog and figure out what works for you and help in that process. Which can be done over the phone or in person. You can also catch me on a behavior training and healing Sunday, and we can go into more detail about that sort of thing. But if you were calling me up, you know, and for your free evaluation and stuff, I'd chat with you a little bit about what's going on. And even if you said, well, you know, a lot of people say, well, we want to do a session with you and we'll set up an appointment. I come to your home because I can be a lot more helpful that way if I can see where you live and your property and your lifestyle and all of that. Part of your homework before I come to see.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
Remember who you're talking to, Meg.
Hello.
Chat with Women.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
Don't listen to people who tell you it's never been done before. If I had looked at the SWAT team, it was an all-male team, and thought, you know what, if I had done that, I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences.
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
You're living in that virtual world too much.
That's right. Very virtual.
Come on out with us and play.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our snowy edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet with streaming audio, which John has got everybody listening in Wisconsin, huh?
Yeah,
she's here texting away and getting all kinds of stuff.
Isn't technology amazing?
Yeah, no, we can hear you.
So I know that I have a classmate from high school listening.
Cool.
And then I have some relatives listening, so that's great.
Hey, hi, John, his family and high school friend. Woohoo! We're so glad that you joined us. And hopefully now that you know how to tune in, you'll tune in every Sunday morning.
It's so fun to listen to your show.
Now, so what's the time back there? Are they
2 hours
ahead? 2 hours ahead?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know, I'm here every week. So, well, except the third Sunday, I'll be at Temple with Jana next. But anyway, tune in. So, isn't that cool? So you can pick up that stream by going to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and the links that you need to pick up the stream. All right, now you can be in touch with us here on the air. We've got open phone lines and phone calls take priority for the rest of the show. And Sabra, we're going to get to you just as quickly as I can get through this information here. And local number 425-373-5527, toll free is 1-888 298-5569. Email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, if you need to get a hold of me or Animal World outside of when we're on the air here on Sunday morning, you can go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. There is a Contact Martha link there, and we'll send an email to my home office computer, or you can address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. You can contact me via phone. As an animal behavior therapist and trainer, I do work over the phone. I also work in person with you in your home with your animal friends to help you understand what's going on, solve problems. And I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So if something's going on, it's always worth calling me. If I'm not the one to help you, I probably know who is. And a lot of times I can help you for free in just a few minutes on the phone. Number is 360-217-7258. And if you need to mail something via the U.S. Postal Service to me or Animal World, the mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, and that's Monroe, Washington, 98272. Also keep in mind that I write a regular column, Our Animal Friends, for the New Spirit Journal, which you can pick up for free all over the Pacific Northwest here, or you can get it online for free at www.newspiritjournal.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now there's the zipnorthwest.com as well.
Well, you want to check out Zip Northwest. I've got a column in there, and so do you.
Yes.
Yeah. Zipnorthwest.com. That's a new one.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So, if you want to get a hold of Jana, you can check her out at www.rosewood, just like it sounds, rosewoodwisdom.com, rosewoodwisdom.com. You can call her, but not now. She's on the radio.
You can call her on this phone, on the radio.
Yeah, you can call on the radio right now, but jot this one down to call her after the radio show if you would like to work privately with Jana. 425-373-3934. 425-373-3934. We're going to go to the phones, and then when we get done with this call, before we take another one, we will talk about next Friday night and Saturday at East West Bookshop and what's going on there, in case y'all are listening. But right now, we're going to Seattle, and I love this. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Sabra, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jana
looking
Rosewood.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Well, I don't know if that's what your words, Sabra, or if that's what Kathy, but that's what Kathy typed in for us.
No, those are my words.
Those are your words.
I can't hear very well.
You'll need to speak up a little bit, Sabra.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
that's better.
Okay. Hello, girls. Thank you for taking my call. I would love to have a clearing so that love can come into my life.
Okay.
Well, first of all, is it that simple?
Yeah.
Can you wave your magic wand and puff? Sabra will then start looking in all the right places and love will come along.
That's the question I was going to ask. Will love come into your life if we do the clearing? I mean, so we're asking.
It's a start, isn't it?
It's a start. So what have you done? And so you're just calling in for a clearing and that's all that you want to do?
Well, I suspect a clearing may involve more than just doing an energetic clearing. That may be part of the process. But so where are you in your life, Sabra?
Well, I've been single for many, many years. And
that's a good start.
Yeah.
And you aren't on the rebound.
No, seriously, is that really a good thing?
Yes, it is. Meaning, well, it can be twofold because maybe you stay out because you're afraid and you're a control freak and you're not going to do anything about it. Now, if you're in that time, if you're working on, if you want a relationship, there's so many people that say, one gal said to me, she said, well, you know, I'm not really not looking for a relationship. So she wanted to close the door. But really, the important thing is to do the processes. If you're intending to have a relationship, my husband actually took 4 years to get to do clearing and to get clear. He took two years with his list. His was ongoing.
Oh, it took him 2 years to write his list?
That's correct.
Ah.
It took me 9 months.
It took you 9 months to write your list.
And it's an ongoing
process.
Okay. Yeah, still.
And it took him 4 years before he was, and then, but look at the payoff.
Yes.
The two of you, 20 years together.
Yes.
And I know, just on a sideline, Sabra, I know how special a relationship she has, because just in the relatively short period of time I've known Jana, just after the last few years, things have come up in conversation, and things will have gone down, and she said, and Ken did this, or Ken said that, or it's like, whoa, what a great man she has. He's like totally supportive of her and all of that. It's like, it's really a great thing. So taking the time to do the homework is a good thing.
It is. And he did his homework and I did mine. So you just wanted to clearing and then you're on your way.
Sabra.
Yes.
So have you done any work in terms of attracting the right committed partnership for you?
I need to get a hold of Jana's book so that I can start.
Well, you can use the book. It's actually available at East West Bookshop if you wanted to buy it there right now today.
Cool.
Wow.
Are you in? You're in Seattle. You can just jump down. Or, to
well,
East
then
West.
That brings me to a question, because Sabre said I want a clearing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, is that the place to start with a clearing? Or is it better to do other work first, or do you do a clearing in combination with other stuff, or there are no rules?
There are no rules, Martha. We can do a clearing with her, but the clearing will only take place on the level that she's ready, and so that if she goes deeper with her work, then the clearings can go deeper than that.
Ah.
So it'll be a surface clearing.
Okay.
And yes, it's a combination of things. And one of the things that I would like to say is when I do clearings, then a lot of times people that are unavailable come back into the scene because we're on that level still of the unavailable.
Oh.
And I did talk about it in the book.
Yeah.
About how I was warned, okay, so you're going to start writing your affirmations, you're going to get clear, but whatever vibration level you're at, and when I say vibration, I mean whatever's held in mind. I think we talked last week about, or we had a conversation about a client of mine that that person was still angry, and
right.
and then what came into that person's life was an angry person. And so what we are, or whatever vibration or whatever thoughts we're holding, or however we're at in relationship with ourselves and others, that's what we're going to be pulling in with us. So we can do a clearing. But I will say that often unavailable people will come knocking at your door, even people you haven't heard from for years.
I'm forewarned.
And so I guess we can just go forward and just do a clearing for her.
Okay.
And let me take, is it okay? Well, of course, I'm going to take a look at your body first, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
You're giving Jana permission to...
Because I don't sit here and look at your field the whole time. I just, I have to shift languages and actually look and get your permission, because I don't want to invade and say,
invade
it's not
space.
It's not
sure.
That way.
Sure.
It's a
and that brings up an interesting point, because a lot of people that have developed psychic abilities often will look mm-hmm. and tune in,
mm-hmm.
and you need to know that isn't okay.
No.
If you don't have permission,
no,
stay the heck out of Dodge.
Yeah,
you know?
and who wants to look? I mean, who wants to look
in
someone's garbage can or their laundry basket or whatever? I don't need to go there. It's too much.
Handle. And if you think about it in reverse, and of course, what you put out, you get back. And all these metaphysical laws. If you don't want people looking at your stuff, don't look at theirs.
Right.
And if you have permission, that's different. But so, Sabra, you gave your permission, right?
I do.
Yeah, she did pick up the phone and call us. So.
Okay, let's
John is tuning in, Sabra.
She's got a lot. I'm just going to put it out there. You have a lot of cording in the second chakra that's not from previous relationships. That's just not serving you. So let's ask Archangel Michael to come in and clear those cords on her physical form. I also ask that Archangel Metatron come in and clear her chakra system at the level that she's willing and ready to clear. Yes, yes. And okay, so I'm just holding a vibration of certain colors that will assist you in clearing this field. And so it is. And we don't need to keep on belaboring the clearing. It's just because you asked, it is clearing and it will continue to clear.
Super. Wonderful.
And so it is.
Thank you.
Now, if you were to go deeper with Sabra and say actually work with her on a one-on-one, or she comes to your talk or your workshop, I'm assuming that maybe you're probably seeing the most obvious.
Right.
And what needs to be cleared first. But there may be, as you said, going deeper, there may be other stuff that needs to be worked
with.
Well,
and she can retie what we just did if she's unconscious about it.
So
we can clear it, but it's like you can repattern. The thing of it is that even Paramahansa Yogananda talks about it, is that we literally lay down pathways in the brain. And when those pathways are laid down, certain thoughts, certain feelings, we're emitting chemicals that we're so used to that we keep doing that over and over and over again. So she might run the same pathway and then retie everything.
Could connect everything all up
again. Oh, Lord.
So it's not something to be scared of. It's just what we're looking at is becoming conscious of what we're creating. We cannot not create. We're creating all the time. But are we willing to step back and look and create consciously?
Yeah, it's something that I learned years ago, and it's why a lot of, you know, healers are in business. Because you go in and they clear you and they heal you, and then you walk out the door because you haven't changed your belief systems or your behavior or what you do. Right. You walk right out the door and create it all over again, and then you're back the next week for another clearing and healing.
And you asked about if she can go deeper. Well, definitely, we all can. We're human.
All right, Sabra. So she untied you for the moment here. Have you got any other questions or want to do anything else while we have you on the line, Rajana?
Yes, we are looking for a family dog.
Ah.
And I would just love your prayers and to find the right one for our family.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I want to just step in here for a second. You're looking for a family dog, and so it's another relationship you're having an intention to attract. And so you can work with this relationship thing, these relationship aspects that I talk about in attracting right dog, because this is like a child that you're wanting to bring into your home. And so the more you get clear about what you intend to attract in a dog, the better your relationship will be with this dog. Because how you do anything is how you do everything. And so if you're having certain issues with attracting love in all the wrong places, you might attract love in the wrong animal as well.
Yeah, and Sabra, I would say, you know, this is what I do for a living. And you can work with me on a private basis to help you find, you know, the right dog and figure out what works for you and help in that process. Which can be done over the phone or in person. You can also catch me on a behavior training and healing Sunday, and we can go into more detail about that sort of thing. But if you were calling me up, you know, and for your free evaluation and stuff, I'd chat with you a little bit about what's going on. And even if you said, well, you know, a lot of people say, well, we want to do a session with you and we'll set up an appointment. I come to your home because I can be a lot more helpful that way. If I can see where you live and your property and your lifestyle and all of that, part of your homework before I come to see you and do the session with you is I have you start compiling a list. Now, if you were calling me because you have an animal and you have problems, I'd have you listing all the problems, complaints, questions, goals, that sort of thing, which I'm realizing now I never really thought about it, but I'm starting the process and the healing of attracting a solution to all those things when you do that. But in your case, if I'm coming to do a find the right dog for you, I would have you compile a list before I came that everything you want in a dog. And if you have a family, I'd have each member of the family make a list. Okay? Because okay. somebody might want a cuddle and snuggle dog. Somebody might want a dog to run with. Somebody might want I can dress up and teach tricks. Or I want one, you know, that I can do agility with. Or we'll go on hikes. I want one I can take all over every place I go with me and to work and to all this sort of thing. I want a dog that I'm not allergic to. You know, all that sort of stuff. So you can start the process yourself, and it's very much like the process that Jonna talks about in her book about a list of what you want in a relationship. Write a list of what you want in a dog.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
And then you'll be starting your list for your man or partner, whatever your orientation is.
Yeah. So okay. Now you got to do two lists, Sabra.
Okay.
You got to do a list for the partner and then a list for the dog.
All
hey,
right.
And if you're going to get a dog, you know what goes on the list for the partner? And I'm not the relationship whisperer, remember this. But what
must
goes on
dogs.
Your list is must love dogs, must accept the dog. And I put that on the deal breaker side.
Yeah.
Because if they don't, it's a deal breaker. And if you find it out when you meet them, they don't like dogs, you don't say, oh, well, I got to be open and accept it. You say, sorry.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Because those dogs,
I promise.
Those dogs are like the children, and it's probably
yeah.
That partner might not accept the children either. Cause it sounds
yeah,
like
and then
children.
You got to make sure that they're sincere, because they might accept it until they marry you.
Yes.
Like my husband, who's now on the other side. We have a better relationship now than we ever did when we were married. But I had the dogs. I had the horse. I even had a pewter dish that said, love me, love my dog. Okay.
Yeah.
But I also had a horse. Okay. Well, he accepted all of that until we got married. Once we were married, he wanted me to get rid of the horse.
Oh, wow.
Didn't happen.
You got rid of the right partner.
Did not happen. He wanted to go buy waterfront. I wanted a horse, and I was always with my horse. So we bought a house at a pool and a barn for the horse. So he always knew where I was because I'm in the barn with the horse. So it worked out well, you know. But, you know, you got to make sure. Anyway, so we'll talk about deal breakers. So anyway, Sabra, are you good?
I'm good.
All righty. Thanks for calling, and keep us posted on how your search is going. Oh, and are you going to continue to listen?
Yes.
Okay.
And can you feel the energy still clearing?
Yes.
Tune into that because it will continue to clear.
All right. And then stay tuned, and we will cover the events coming up next weekend that Jonna is doing in case you want to join those and anybody listening and where to
thank
get her book.
You.
Okay. All right, Sabra. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty then. We need to, before we do that, we need to take care of advertisers and sponsors because we are in the last hour of the show, which means we have to be on time. Remember, we got to start on time. We got to end on time. So this is part of the process.
We need Krista here.
Pardon me?
Krista, the time Nazi.
Oh, that's right. She's probably listening.
She probably is.
Yeah. Well, sometimes
we love it.
Yeah.
We love it.
All right. And somebody wants to know where would one find the publications? You're talking about Zip and New Spirit Journal?
Yeah.
Well, lots of different metaphysical bookstores, a lot libraries, a lot of offices, doctors. They're at my chiropractor's office. They're at Whispering Dragon. We talk about on the and they're all over the place. Zips
definitely
are, like East West Bookstore.
East West, yes.
I think New Spirit Journals.
They're at the Temple.
At the Temple in Bothell.
There,
but I mean, there's gazillions. Well, not gazillions, but there's a whole lot of locations all over the place. Probably, I don't know if the locations are listed on newspiritjournal.com, but you can get it for free. You can read it for free online at www.newspiritjournal.com and
yes.
ZipNorthwest.com, ZipNW.com.
Right.
You can find the Zip magazines. Well, you can find them right here on the shelf. You can find them in the offices here at Hubbard Radio.
Yeah,
anyway, they're in not as many different locations. They're on the Bainbridge Ferry, though. You can find them there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can read it online as well. Or you can subscribe. I know you can subscribe to New Spirit Journal. I don't know if you can subscribe and have Zip mailed to you. It's brand new, so I don't know the answer to that.
I don't either.
That's the best I can do with that. So we're going to take care of advertisers and sponsors. And when we come back, you hold me to it. We are going to talk about what's coming up at East West Bookstore next week and where to get your book and how to join in the talk and the workshop and what you're going to do and all that sort of thing. And if we still have time for a phone call or two, so if you want to get on board, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. You can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality, all-natural food to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Designing Health created Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all-whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it, mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, and voila! You've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats. There are two formulas for dogs, one for hip and joint, one for skin and coat. Formula for cats, there's a well-blend formula that's vegetarian. You can feed to both your dogs and cats and other little house critters as well. There's a formula for birds and a formula for horses. Ask for the Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to Designing Health and give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com. But right now, you can win a bag for free. All you got to do is pick up your phone and know the Missing Link. How about words of the day for Missing Link today? Are you still kissing frogs? Pick up your phone, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569.
For the last 30 years, family-owned Bothell Feed Center has carried products for all your critters. Committed to providing high-quality, well-formulated feed and care products for guinea pigs to chinchillas, chickens to wild birds, as well as your cats and dogs. At Bothell Feed, not only will you find a large variety of products with competitive pricing, but the friendly and knowledgeable staff will recommend the best products for your particular animal friend. BothellFeedCenter.com, your modern feed store with old farm charm. Visit today. Margaret Peggy Kaler, branch manager at Westar Pacific Mortgage, shares your passion for animals, supporting animal rescue in the community. A charter member of Rotary Club of Duval and past president of the Duval Chamber of Commerce, Peggy shares your values and volunteers at the Cowgirl Spirit Rescue. Call Peggy at 206-947-0615 or visit PeggyKaler.com for your next mortgage. NMLS number 393352. Westar Pacific Mortgage. NMLS 1100211 and WA-CL number 1100211. WBA Westar Mortgage Corporation. NMLS 93243. An equal opportunity lender.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule session.
Talk radio with a difference. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and whoops, looks like we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World. But you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And it's a relationship day here on Animal World. We're doing Valentine's Day a week early to get you ready for Jana's big weekend at East West next week. Relationship whisperer, energetic matchmaker Jana Rosewood is here. She's co-authored with her husband of 20 years, Are You Still Kissing Frogs? Leap into Real Solutions to Attract Your Genuinely Committed Relationship. So, Jana.
Martha.
Now, what are you doing? Are you on your phone to Wisconsin here?
No, I'm not. I'm looking at a posting. It says, my workshop, Attracting Right Relationships, is 7:30 to 9 on Friday night. That's Valentine's Day at East West Bookshop. Oh, okay. If you want to register, all you have to do is go to eastwestbookshop.com and register there. And just go under events and you'll find that you can register for that. And
to eastwestbookshop.com under events, you can register. That's Friday evening. That's actually Valentine's Day.
Yeah, 7:30 to 9 p.m. is the event.
7:30 to 9 p.m.
And increase.
And is there a cost for this?
It's only $10, and $5 can go towards my book.
Oh, cool.
And then the next day.
So, and then what is the title of the Friday evening?
It's Attracting Right Relationship. And,
so you'll have an hour and a half to kind of talk in more detail about all this stuff?
Right. And I'm going to talk about increasing your visibility.
Oh.
And
that means eat and gain weight or what?
There you go. Well, for that,
I should eat more.
Increasing your visibility for the right, attracting the right partner.
Okay.
And then on Saturday at East West Bookshop, which is Saturday the 15th, it'll be from 11 to 2, and the cost for that is $25. And if you go into eastwestbookshop.com and under events, you will be able to register automatically.
Probably could call them too. Do you?
You can probably call them at East West Bookshop. Just I don't have the phone number right here at my fingertip. And then I'm going to follow that class with a teleclass on Monday nights from 7.
Well, but let's the workshop on the Saturday the 15th. That's from 11 to 2. So that's a lot more time. Well, that's 3 hours.
Yes, and you don't have to go to Friday night in order to go to Saturday. They can
so
be separate.
So both will be independent on their own.
Right.
But is it a good? Could you go to both?
Well, I think it would be synergistic. You know, if you went to Friday night, you would build the energy for Saturday.
So ideally, you come to Saturday night and then Friday night and then Saturday.
Right.
But if you can only come to one or the other, that's. You should do that.
That's fine. And Saturday will be more of the where people will be doing exercises, and it's experiential. So you're not going to be sitting there taking information in. Friday night will be more where you're taking information in and listening. There may be some interaction, but mostly on Friday or Saturday is the workshop. So
cool. All right. Does that mean we get to start making lists on Saturday and stuff, or?
Absolutely. And if you have a list and you're listening, bring it with you, please.
Okay, cool. So what a great way to spend several hours on your Valentine's Day weekend if you don't have a Valentine and you want one. I have a bunch of furry Valentines at my house.
Yes.
Yeah. And they always have me go out and get myself a nice Valentine present.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, they want me to get them something, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Robbie Golden, Sophie Sweet Cheeks, the Ruddy Boys in Red. That's my group at home. And they have a band on the side, but not really. Anyway, we'll have a wonderful Valentine's Day. So
uh-huh.
Anyway, hope that you all can join Jana next weekend. And now also besides doing workshops and lectures and classes like this, you also work with people on a private one-on-one basis. So why don't you give me an idea of how that works?
How do I work with them? I can work with them on the phone. I can work with them on FaceTime or with Skype. And also, I do have a couple of, I will be consulting at East West. I have a couple of dates, and I don't have that at my fingertip. Anyway, if you go online when they schedule me, you'll be able to see when I'll be in there, and they can actually come in and see me for a private consultation at East West.
Oh, at East West. Oh, yes. That'll be fun.
It's two Saturdays coming up. One Saturday is in May, and one is in April.
What would we call this? Relationship counseling? Is that
attract right relationship? What is it? It's not counseling. It's more a
facilitation.
Place. I'm actually what a coach will do.
Coaching. Relationship coaching.
But my focus is more the energy aspect, where I'm actually looking at where their energy is right now, so that they can lift their energy into a place of being more clear. And the more clear they are, the more they will attract that which they intend.
Okay, so how does this work? Like, I'm thinking of when one goes for like hypnotherapy or psychological help and a therapy of some kind. Usually, you know, you have a therapist and you go like maybe for an hour a week for the rest of your life, or, you know, for a month or for 6 months or however long it takes to work through what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Is there a kind of a normal or an average way? Do you work with people usually once, or do you work with them ongoing? And is there a regular sequence in between, or how does that work?
I can work with people once, and I would put up a yellow sign for that, like a caution sign, mm-hmm. because once isn't really enough. I would say the average 6 months, really, to take time to get more clear and to get going with working with. What you say, what would a typical session look like? Yeah. You would come in and talk to me. And it's not about me defining for you what you intend to have. It's about you talking about what you intend to have and getting clear. And I am really there for your sounding board. I am there to feed back to you what I'm hearing and helping you to get even more clear. But also I'm giving you some tools to help you deal with challenges of a relationship as you come into it, or as you are in it, actually, so that you can deal with the conflict. Because we did talk about conflict in part of the book, where what processes I go through in order for someone to deal with conflict and to actually be present with it and move through it and to be more conscious in relationship. Not only that, is working with the auric field, and the auric field is if for those who may not be aware of it, that they're listening, is it's this energy egg that we have around us, and it's literally in and around our bodies, where we can get tied up on the wrong pathways, and we don't know we keep running that same pathway. There's this one, I want to think about someone walking down the street and they fall in the hole and they don't know how to get out. And then they walk down the same street and they fall in the same hole and they never get out. But someday maybe you can learn to walk down a different street and just avoid the hole that we're falling into. So you ask me how I work with people. I help them to bring out what it is they intend to have. And then I'm that sounding board, and also helping them get more clear about what's tying them up.
Okay, now another more specific question. Let's take our last caller as an example. You know, she was interested in like a clearing. So taking that, you looked at her energetic auric field, she said, and you said that she had strings or was tied up or attached in her second chakra.
Right.
And according for anyone that chakras. Can we define them as like energy vortexes in the physical body?
Right.
Of which there are like seven?
It's literally a spinning wheel of energy that brings energy into the body.
Okay.
And
so on the second chakra would be towards the bottom.
It's the reproductive area.
Oh, okay.
So, and if people will associate it often with the color of orange.
Okay.
Yes, literally.
So, okay, well, now here's my question. So you saw that there was all kinds of ties up there.
Right.
Now, then you also said that she could just, you untied her, mm-hmm. freed that up.
The guys.
Yeah, you facilitated that clearing and that untying.
Right.
But you said she could go out and retie them back up again.
Sure.
She did the same thing. So if someone works with you on a private level, I come in for a session, and you see that I'm tied up down there in my second chakra and all of that, and you call in the powers that be and you untie me, do you then talk to me and help me know what I need to do to not tie up again?
Certainly, and even to the point where maybe when I do that clearing where it's at the deeper level, this was pretty surface just being on the radio.
Right.
I even talk about it in the book. I worked with one lady who, she was really ready. She was, it's like, you're really clear that you don't want a relationship. She was ready to be clear of this Mr. Unavailable, totally Mr. Unavailable. And I cleared her, and she did the work. I mean, I can't take credit. She thought I was a miracle worker, but I can't take credit because it's she who made the decision that she was ready to be done with this person. Because after the session, this person called after being not there for 3 months. And she closed the door on that person. She attracted right relationship within a year. And then she came back to me for another clearing. Interestingly enough.
Oh, that's what you were saying to our last caller, is that sometimes doing this clearing, unavailable will come back.
Yes.
But that's to give you a choice as to what you really want.
Yes.
And so you don't want to take them back in.
Right.
If closing the door is what's appropriate.
And I also talked about my own thing in the book about I started writing my affirmations. Mr. Unavailable came knocking at my door. And I had to pick myself back up because
book,
I let him back in. And, you know,
oops.
For a night, you know. And I was like,
oops,
this is not going to work. I felt like a piece of nothing, you know, when I did that. So we have to be really clear that we're on the path, that we're willing to have the relationship that works for us.
All right, so we'll talk more about that. I want to congratulate Lois from Seattle, wins the Feline Missing Link. And we need to take care of our advertisers and sponsors one more time in this show. Remember, it is the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, and send anybody our way that is interested in getting some exposure here. It doesn't have to do with animals, as long as they do something good for animals, humans, or Mother Earth. Love to have them. So more with Jana Rosewood straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. I want you to visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. BioClean Incorporated is a fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractor working under the authority of the Washington State Health Department. BioClean helps with extremely difficult situations, including hoarding of both objects and animals, the cleanup of trauma scenes, rodent infestations, mold issues, and cleanup of the aftermath of sewage and flood events. If the unthinkable happens to you and you're faced with a situation that involves a crime, trauma, or tragedy, you need to call BioClean. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated pride themselves on combining compassion with expertise and professionalism. Serving all of Washington State, BioClean offers professional certified 24-hour emergency service with no additional charge for night or weekend calls. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
Are you still kissing frogs? Tired of sacrificing yourself in relationship? Suffer from a broken heart? Let energy matchmaker and former frog kisser Gianna Rosewood help. For over a decade, Gianna has helped relationship seekers gain clarity and their ability to attract and maintain right relationship with a trustworthy partner. She co-authored the book with her husband of 19 years, Are You Still Kissing Frogs? Leap into Real Solutions to Attract Your Genuinely Committed Relationship. Meet Gianna in person at East West Bookshop, where she will be giving a special talk on February 14th and presenting a workshop on the 15th. Contact Gianna today at rosewoodwisdom.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Man, that sure describes what's going on today. It can be life-changing. This is Martha Norwalk. You're listening to Animal World. I appreciate that and say thank you. And we've been spending the show with Gianna Rosewood, relationship whisperer, energetic matchmaker, co-author with her husband of 20 years, Are You Still Kissing Frogs? Leap into Real Solutions to Attract Your Genuinely Committed Relationship. And if you would like to get more with Gianna, you can go to her website, www.rosewoodwisdom.com. You can call her for a private session at 425-327-3934. That's 425-327-3934. Or you can hook up next weekend for Valentine's Day weekend. She'll be at East West Bookshop in Seattle on Friday evening, Valentine's Day evening. That's the 14th from 7:30 to 9. It's $10 at East West. And then a workshop on Saturday, the 15th at East West from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., only $25. And on Friday night, $5 of your $10 goes to help pay for the copy of the book.
Yes.
Very cool. All right. I've got two questions. First of all, I see a lot of people seeking help, wanting clearings, wanting, you know, going to manifestation classes, to all this kind of stuff, and looking for a magic wand to like, poof.
Yeah, fix me.
Fix me or give me what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Does that happen, or don't you have to do the work?
Yes, and
related to relationships.
For the listeners, you had asked a question that was really good earlier, and
that was my follow up here was, how do you know if you're ready?
How do you know if you're ready?
How do you know if you're ready?
And one of the first questions I would ask myself is, how committed am I to the path that you intend to pursue? How do you know and if you're not 100% there, because you can get on the path and you can have that which you intend, but waffle. And I know this from experience, is you can waffle. And unless you're really committed to being with a partner, going through thick or thin, that's what you decide that you intend to have in relationship, that you don't really want to have one person, a monogamous relationship. So that's a part of getting clear. But how do you know you're ready for a relationship? Besides checking in, what percentage are you committed? You could also, if you're wanting to have a monogamous relationship and a long-term relationship, then are you clear of a relationship for a minimum of 6 months? Year would be better. Mm. And even more than that, because then you're on the rebound and you're not really taking a look at where you've been and where you are and where you want to go. Mm-hmm. And also, besides being out of a relationship and being on rebound, have you done your homework? And that's what you're asking me there.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
you really need to really take a look at that. We have a lot of families now, and that's one of the things, you know, I've been asking God. Well, so I didn't have children. And so I want to fulfill that peace in me. What would you have me do to help? And so I write about it in the book. I say, you know, one of the things is that if I can help the children of the world, because we have so many mixed relationships, his and her children and what have you, if we can be more clear about that we're taking care of those children and the children yet to be born. I mean, going into a relationship and now let's just have a baby rather than being clear on how you're going to parent, it's really critical. And so whether it be the animal world or whether it be our human children, it's really important to be clear on what we're creating. And if we're not, then it's going to be it's a mess for ourselves. You know, and yeah. I do say in the book, you know, up, down, in, out, whatever happens is perfect for us. This is not about taking a look at the past and beating up on ourselves. It's about taking a look at the past and saying, okay, I'm willing to shift this. I'm willing to change this. And I'm willing to make it better rather than sticking with the past and beating up on ourselves and like, I did it wrong. And let's start from here. And we don't go to the mountain and beg and say, oh, I'm this sinner, I'm this martyr. You go to the mountain and say, I am this being that has choice and I have the support of the spiritual realm that can take me to where I want to go. I'm willing to fly with you and I'm willing to continue flying with you and not let go of you.
Cool. And you admitted in your book and to us on the air here that you're a former frog kisser.
Former.
And so for any of the folks out there listening that are currently frog kissers or have been for a long time, you as you did your homework and you warned our last caller about it, as you got more clear of what you wanted and put out what you wanted, sometimes that opens the door for some self-testing.
Yes.
And the unavailable frogs come back through the door. Now, I myself kiss frogs because I love frogs.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about real frogs. I mean,
right.
I love frogs.
Right. Yeah.
But those of you that don't want to kiss the frogs, the quote frogs, once you get clear, you know, you on your higher self often will attract lessons. I mean, how, you know, and spirit will say, well, how clear are you?
Yes.
And is this what you really want?
Yes.
How about if we send that frog you really liked back in the door?
Yes.
And so, and you said you had a oops for a moment. And then realize, no, that wasn't right. And then you close the door.
Yes.
And but that's real important to be ready. You may be challenged. You may challenge yourself. And you have to be really clear. And that's why it's important to do the work.
Right. And you know what? We're sitting here talking about, you know, I've been in a relationship for 20 years. And the thing of it is it's still a constant commitment. It's still a constant, like, you know, when I published this book, it was like, well, what am I doing? I'm not perfect. And do I have this perfect relationship?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I have a wonderful relationship. And I have to step back and say, you know, I cannot predict the future. I can't predict how things are going to come apart or stay together. So I do the best I know how today and let myself be out there in what I'm doing.
I just got a big flash. I think that we need to plan another show that when we'll go on from here and talk about how to work on that relationship and how do you go through conflict? How do you deal with all of this stuff and how you keep that relationship going? And we can do it twofold. We can do your relationship with your human partner.
Right.
Which you have to work on, but we can also do it with your animal friends, which is why I do what I do, because, you know, things change. They get older, their behavior changes, your lifestyle changes, things happen, and you need to work with your animals is the same way you work with humans in that relationship. So let's do a
A follow-up.
Yeah, a follow-up show on those levels. And unfortunately, we are running out of time. We don't call it the fastest 3 hours in radio for nothing. It be almost gone here. So I want to say if you've enjoyed hearing Jana and want more, you can contact her through www.rosewoodwisdom.com. She's available for private consultation. Her phone number is 425-327-3934. Her book, Are You Still Kissing Frogs, will be available. It is available at East West Bookshop. Is it available on Amazon or?
Well, you can go to my website and find it under products and then be able to get on Amazon.
Under products on your website and you can get to it there. Okay, and then this coming up Valentine's Day weekend, on Valentine's Day, Friday the 14th, she'll be at East West Bookshop from 7:30 to 9. That's the Friday evening. It's $10, and $5 of that goes towards the book. Woohoo! And I bet you'd even autograph them.
Yes, I'm available.
And then Saturday the 15th, a full workshop, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's $25, and that's where you really get into it and get people doing their work.
Yep, we're going to get into the meat of it.
Woohoo!
Or if you're a vegetarian, into the vegetable of it.
Ah, okay. Or the gluten-free, you know, whatever. Anyway, they have food. They have stuff to eat at East West now. Which
they
is
do.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. Not so normal programming today. There is no encore Mystic Radio, but we do have a live University of Washington women's basketball game, correct, Mike? And that's coming up immediately following Animal World?
The Husky Courtside show starts at 12 noon, followed by the Huskies will take on the third-ranked Stanford Cardinal over at the Alaska Airlines Arena. Should be a good game. Big game.
I'm not up enough to know. Alaska Airlines Arena, is that here locally?
That's Heckhead.
Heckhead. Oh, is that what it is now?
They call it the arena.
I grew up in Laurel Hurst. It'll always be Heckhead.
Well, it still is the pavilion. It's just that they call it the court now.
It'll always be Heckhead to me.
And it always will be.
See, sometimes you just, you know, sometimes you can't be that stubborn when you want to. You know, sometimes you have to be willing to change. Okay. All right. That's my wisdom for the day. Hey, Jana Rosewood, thank you so much. Rosewoodwisdom.com. And you have a great weekend next weekend teaching.
Thank you, Martha.
And I can't tell you how great this book is. You got to get it if you need this kind of information. Mike, thank you so much. Kathy, thank you. Thank you. Ajie, we missed you. And gosh, we won't see it for two because next week is the third Sunday of the month. Kevin and Kim, Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive, will be here. And Kim, they will have open phone lines for the whole hours. No interviews with them next week. So open phone lines all 3 hours. And I guess that be it. So as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again in two.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.